I thought they didn't make peanut M&M's anymore.
No, it's pretzel.
Is that like the crunchy M&M's they used to make?
Oh, yeah, well, they never stopped making
that them. Poor orange M&M, he always gets tossed around. Like apparently an M&M bitch.
He's going to get eaten.
What?
He's going to get eaten.
Yeah, but he used to be the mascot for the crunchy M&M's, which were also in the blue box. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember crunchy M&M's?
I imagine they're pretty similar to the pretzel M&M's.
Yeah, they're great. They're pretty good.
See, they're still crunch.
Yeah, they're pretzels. Not soft pretzel M&M's. That'd be funny. Soft pretzel M&M's. Ew.
It's kind of gross. He has nice shoes, though.
Soft pretzels and hard pretzels have very little in common.
Salt. Pretzel.
What's a pretzel?
I don't know.
Define pretzel.
It's just how it's cooked. And aren't hard pretzels just like burnt soft pretzels in a way?
No, not burnt. I assume it's a completely different like list of ingredients. I don't think you just cook it longer. You can't just buy a soft pretzel, like, put it in the microwave for a while. I was feeling more like a hard pretzel, actually. Go to Andy and be like, hey, can you cook that a little longer?
I want a hard pretzel.
I like hard pretzels. Some guy, like, goes to a vending machine and gets some Snyder pretzels for you. So here you go. You want... Want some cheese dip with that? That'll be $4. A little cup of cheese. Hello, welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 4th, 2012.
Oh my.
2012, what year is this now? How many years have we been in existence? We've been going
this
to...
This is the fifth year of the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Really?
There are five folders.
Jesus.
With different years in it.
Really? Yes. Christ. So shouldn't somebody give us some money for this by now?
Seriously, right?
Just for persistence. Right?
Someone would be like, oh, okay, we'll throw him a bone. Here's $50.
There cannot be many other longer running video game podcasts.
Especially
or podcasts.
People have been doing it for free, especially.
Yeah, especially amateur.
Most people
podcasts.
Give up at this point. They
yeah.
were too stupid.
I'm sure there's been like a GameSpot podcast that's been long running and has had like 50 different people on it, but and
right.
like 20 different names. But.
Right.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast with AJ and Mike Minotti.
Hasn't gone anywhere.
Nope, here we still are, god
here
damn
we
it.
Are. Welcome to the last year of Earth, everybody.
Wow,
remember
what's
the whole Mayan thing?
No, I didn't hear about this.
Are you kidding? The
yes.
whole movie
yeah,
2012?
I'm kidding, you idiot.
Jeez, just checking.
It'd be funny. Like, what
I wouldn't put it past you, is what I'm saying.
What are you talking about? The world's gonna end.
What's happening in December?
What's happening? What? Why?
Who are the Mayans?
The Mayans? Why do we care what they say? What, are we gonna start sacrificing people now, too? Why are we listening to the Mayans all of a sudden? I don't understand. If the Mayans are so smart, why are they gone? Were they killed by blankets? Or is that the Native Americans?
I think they were killed by the conquistadors.
Didn't the guy just like show up and say, I'm a god?
Pretty much. I remember the movie Road to El Dorado, and we
yeah.
thought it was going to be a Curse of Monkey Island movie.
Yeah, but so we're listening to these people now for end of the world projections.
Right.
Well, we'll see how that goes, I guess. Is the projected date before or after The Hobbit comes out?
After, I
oh,
think.
Well, that's...
It's the 21st. When's The Hobbit come out?
Oh, man, it like, might come out like right around then.
Well, at least we'll go out on a good note. So we won't know how it ends.
We're not going out anywhere. Besides, Marty McFly already traveled to 2015. Everything was still there.
Well, by that logic, we should have flying cars pretty soon.
Yeah.
Just a couple more years.
It's coming. Don't worry about the logistics of that.
No.
We have not talked about we've been recording for like 50 minutes. We haven't said a thing about video
nope,
games.
Not a word.
I guess we have some news. Then we're doing like a kind of a year recap. Surprises and disappointments is the theme.
Yes.
For this week, we usually do like a month of year recap, really. Because what the hell else are you going to talk about in January? then
yeah,
we'll do our week in gaming. I don't know how much I actually really had to say there. I guess we've just been playing Star Wars, really.
Yes.
But then we'll have new releases. So, you know, can't guarantee the length of the show, so maybe this padding is all good and fine.
Yeah, right?
So, but what's the word, Bird?
All right, so Valve would like everyone to know that if you're hearing all these like Half-Life 3 rumors that came up of late, you are being trolled.
But what about the Valve guy who wore the Half-Life 3 shirt?
Now, I don't think that guy actually worked at Valve.
What do you mean you don't think?
I remember reading that, but like you seem to think he worked at Valve, and I was like, all right, but that actually isn't true.
Says who?
Said like the original articles about it.
The headline of that article is Valve employee spotted with Half-Life 3 shirt.
Hey, as we've learned, the internet is often
wrong. But that wasn't like Tintin.com or whatever. That was at Joystick, Kotaku. That was all over the place.
I don't know.
No.
Look, I'm just saying you could get T-shirts. That's not hard.
Okay.
We have T-shirts.
So you're just. I'm not gonna. I don't assume that people are lying. I mean, I shouldn't trust them, but if they post a story that says this happened, I should take them for their word. If it's something as inconsequential as the Valve employee wore a T-shirt, I don't know. So we don't believe this now, really? Is it just you? Are you just on the Valve
defense? The Half-Life 3 in general? Or
the Half-Life 3 shirt thing.
Well, yeah, because
are you joining the Valve defense force
again? A lot of this
was
also like secret clues in the Wheatley videos from the VGAs.
Well, yeah, that was dumb. Okay, I agree.
I mean, I obviously I want Half-Life 3.
Let's just make Half-Life 3. Then we can all move on from this and get over it.
Here, look. Here's a quick source for it. It was art director and executive producer at Uber Entertainment, the team behind Super Melee Combat, posted the photo on Twitter with the message, "All I'm saying is I saw this at a local game development event worn by a Valve employee."
Okay, see? Valve employee.
Okay.
Oh!
That's where I got
right.
confused, because I remember the Uber Entertainment
that's
guy.
That's right.
But
so,
still.
So they are trolling us.
Maybe Uber Entertainment's trolling us.
No. Pot calling the kettle black, Edge guy.
You're being trolled by the internet and also us, but don't be mad at us because we made Valve. I mean, we are Valve. You like Steam?
Here's a lot of cheap games. Now put
that
up
said,
with that bullshit.
We got out of the Steam holiday sales pretty well unscathed. I think I bought like a couple games for $1.50.
Oh, I didn't even look at it too often. I have so many games right now to play. So I think I
right.
bought The Witcher 2 from like the spring sale or the summer sale. And yeah, I haven't even started that yet or have had even close enough time. So I do not need to buy more games no matter how cheap they are
right
now.
Right, right.
Okay, next.
Next up, Sega has given a teaser trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2.
It's very teasery, which is weird for such a small game, but...
Well, it's the same style as the first trailer they did for Episode 1.
Right, so
basically we know
Tails
Metal Sonic's a bad guy and Tails is in it. They've told us it's a new graphics engine.
Oh, good. So it won't look like... I just hope it looks better.
And retuned physics.
Okay, I guess I'll hope for the best.
Right. We'll see what happens here. They've announced it for everything under the sun except for the Wii.
Probably,
Whatever.
Fine. Whatever. Who cares?
Even iPhone, Windows Phone 7, Android, the whole shebang.
Cool beans, daddy-o.
Indeed.
They love releasing Sonic games on the iPhone.
They do well there.
That's
Sonic
fine.
CD on the iPhone's fantastic.
I wasn't, mad at them.
I know.
Next.
Okay. So this guy kind of spent some time figuring out how the Skylander figures work. They were like RFID chips, I guess. He was like posting his findings on some forum. And Activision took it that he was like trying to reverse engineer the game and like ruin it forever. So they actually like hand delivered a cease and desist to this guy.
Hand delivered.
Yeah, like he got home and there's like a guy at his front door like waiting to serve him.
You've been served.
Like he thinks the confusion came because the forum thread he participated in was like some guy at the beginning who claimed to be trying to do this with no proof.
Right.
He was like, yeah, I just like was screwing with it a little bit. Here's what I found. And, like that was it.
So this guy not in trouble then?
I don't think so. I think it's funny how they completely overreact. Like, no, we need that money.
Well. Yeah, a lot depends on little kids buying these stupid figures.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and by little kids, I mean also me.
You only bought one, and that was with a gift card. You haven't even played it
yet.
Yeah,
but I love it. I know, but I love collecting it.
You love just having it on your desk.
I kind of do. I love that his name is Prism Break. Like a play on words with prison, but like crystal prisms.
Yes.
So this is like the best idea ever.
It really is.
But
we were at Best Buy today. They're sold out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Money.
Ching.
Activision, man. They're clever. Right when you think they're done because nobody wants Guitar Hero anymore or whatever, here comes Skylanders.
Yeah, right? let's resurrect Spyro the Dragon, huh?
We'll go make it into a weird thing where you buy toys.
Thank you, Tim Allen.
That'd be great if Tim Allen was on this show.
Hey, Tim, you want to record our podcast to be our sound effect guy?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
I'm sure he's doing nothing better right now. He's only got like a sitcom.
He's got like that sitcom TV that people probably don't watch.
It does okay.
How do you know?
I don't know.
It's still, you don't know it does
it's
okay.
It's still on. Let's
you don't know.
They didn't cancel after four episodes. That's how I know.
It does okay. I didn't know that you looked at ratings, had you guys?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I doubt it. All right, next.
So we have confirmation. Epic Mickey 2.
Cool beans?
I mean, pretty much everything. Like, remember there was that like marketing survey a few months back? Like, this just confirmed everything in it. It's coming out to Wii, PS3, and Xbox 360. It'll have two-player split-screen co-op where the second player is Oswald. He could use his ears like a helicopter, and he fights with lightning.
Why
not?
Yeah. Is Warren Spector making this one?
That hasn't been set. I don't know if he would or not.
What's his studio called? Junction
Point? Junction Point.
Yeah, I wonder if they're making
it. You met him. You took their picture.
I guess so.
You took the company picture.
I did take their staff picture.
Did you ever find that picture online anywhere? Is it on their website or something?
No, I should. That'd be funny. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of maybe I'm excited to see this game with good graphics.
Right.
That'd
be helpful. Right. And I wonder, like, does this mean, like, it's not going to use motion controls now if it's on the PS3 and 360, or will it use Move and Kinect somehow?
Who knows?
Indeed.
I think it would be fine without motion controls.
I agree. All right. Because it is January, the first week, that's all the news I have.
Oh, okay then. Well, let's go to the recap. Disappointments and surprises. Which do you want to do first?
Let's do the biggest surprises of 2011.
Okay. So these are the biggest surprises.
Biggest, you know, most pleasant surprise, things like that.
Actually, I have quite a few of these.
I do too. Probably one of my most pleasant surprises was Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that was my like top one also, right. Actually.
Whoever would have thought that game would be so good? It would also, in my mind, completely revolutionize and set the new expected standard for first-player campaigns in a fighting game, which no one else is going to match forever, because every other game of this genre comes from Japan, and they're slow to match these things.
But seriously, I loved that single-player campaign.
It's great.
Yeah, it like, told the story.
Yeah, you know, it gave you a reason to play with different characters.
Gave you a good reason to play with every character. It was challenging. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It was much better than just, like, the arcade mode.
Right.
Like, oh, fight everyone for a reason. And, you know, every time you did, you got the coins, you can unlock things. It was a pretty game. The mechanics were good.
It was really, really good.
Yeah. I really liked Mortal Kombat. That was only the biggest surprise of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I have Skyward Sword here. And not
I was going to say that, too.
And not because, like, you know, maybe shame on me for not, like doubting a Zelda game.
I just felt like the series was getting into a lull, because, I mean, Wind Waker's fantastic, but it basically was a refinement of Ocarina of Time.
Oh, sure, I guess.
And then you had Twilight Princess, which was like...
It was super Ocarina of
it's
Time.
It's like, yeah, exactly. So you're like, okay, they're just going to make Ocarina of Time forevermore. And, I mean, Skyward Sword certainly shares aspects of Ocarina of Time, but it manages to just do so much new and different fun stuff, not just the motion controls, just like their presentation alone.
I remember
so much better now.
Somebody on Twitter talking about like I'm 30 hours in and the Skyward Sword that, and no, so far I haven't seen a single instance where the motion controls have benefited the game. That's just a lie. Yeah. The motion controls completely make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
They just do for once. I know we all hate motion controls now. Like, Zelda is, like, the one series that seems to be far and away a zillion times better with motion controls.
Yes.
Just makes sense.
I agree.
Everything is better.
You know what I think is the best example of motion control in that game? Bombs. The way how you can very easily either throw it overhead or roll it, and then you can even put that little bit of spin on the roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
Right. It's great.
It works every time.
It does. Just like the combat. Just like that fighting an enemy now is, like, you know, you don't just swing, you know, you don't just hit them a bunch of times. You have to actually aim.
Yes.
Where have you ever, like, had to aim your sword stabs? Not very often, huh?
Nope.
So, yeah, Skyward Sword's actually a surprise.
Yep.
That's a smaller surprise. Bastion, just because I didn't know I was going to like it as much as I did.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, not a big surprise. I think that was the downloadable game of the year. Would you argue?
No, I would completely agree with that.
I just really liked the style, and I liked the whole kind of, I don't know, it was hack and slash-y. hack and slash ish.
Diablo-esque.
It was Diablo-esque, but not so much loot heavy though.
Right.
But it was still a lot of fun. Well, what's another one of your surprises?
Well, those are my two big ones. Right now, I'm just trying to think, like, was there anything else super surprising to me?
I mean, I have Deus Ex Human Revolution just because I didn't have a whole lot of experience with that series before.
Right.
Maybe for some people, the game's actually disappointing. I don't know, but I actually like that a lot. As far as, like, stealth, I thought that that game totally nailed that aspect of it. Catherine I had there, which was just kind of a weird game. You know, you're not a big fan. And you never even played Catherine,
did
you?
I played the demo.
I really like those puzzles. Catherine was just very different. You don't know Jack.
Yeah,
that?
That's a good one. Who thought that would come back and be so fun?
I mean, it was basically the same kind of thing, but man, I love
exactly
that.
Exactly the same, just they put it on an Xbox, which was very smart of them.
We need to play more of that. I love You Don't Know Jack.
That's a great game.
Jetpack Joyride.
you freaking love this game.
Yeah, I'm about to... They don't call it prestiging, but that's basically what it is. I'm about to prestige for the second time.
Which is just crazy.
Well, it's great because I don't know. I like to play it a lot. My, like, biggest run is 5,400, what do they measure, yards?
Meters or something?
Yeah, something whatever like that. It's pretty far. I mean, that's basically my big surprises. Anything else surprise you?
I think that's
we had an excellent Pokemon game. I don't know if that was a surprise. Was that this year? That was last... No, Pokemon Black and White wasn't this year, was it?
No, I don't think so.
No.
We would have played it at PAX. Was it out of... Was it new at PAX? Was it the one with the Pokewalker?
No, that was Heart Golden. Heart Silver.
Okay, then maybe it did come out this year, because I remember everyone had the Pokewalkers at PAX.
Maybe Pokemon Black and White did come out this year.
Did it really?
I'm going to check now.
Well, it's just the impression it made on us.
No, I liked it a lot. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I did too.
I thought it was the best Pokemon ever.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of Pokemon games now.
Oh, shit, that came out this year.
Wow.
Or last year, I guess I should know. That came out in March, yeah. Jeez.
You know what? This will segue nicely into a category I was going to propose. Games that you think will get overlooked in the Game of the Year discussion.
yeah, Pokemon will be a big one.
Yeah. I feel like Deus Ex is going to get overlooked.
It is.
A lot.
It's because people focus on that boss thing a lot.
Well, that, and it came. It kind of was in like that BioShock time frame where it's like end of summer, beginning of fall.
Right.
And, like, it makes a big splash when it comes out, and then it very quickly gets buried.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, that August thing. Some games can get over that. Bioshock got over that.
Obviously.
You know, Portal 2 is not going to be overlooked, no, even though it came out early, just because it was Portal 2.
The only game I think is going to be completely overlooked, and doesn't necessarily deserve the win, but should be talked about more, I feel, Bulletstorm.
Ah.
I like Bulletstorm.
I like Bulletstorm, but by most accounts, it was an 8.
I liked it, though.
I think
it was a better Duke Nukem than Duke Nukem.
I think Dead Space 2 will be really the most criminally overlooked.
Oh, yeah, that
I think that should deserve more attention, but it won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I had one more other one to say, to add. Oh, I think Ghost Trick. This guy liked Ghost Trick a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a quirky DS title, so. I don't think anyone gave Hotel Dusk Game of the Year.
Sadly.
Maybe, I bet one person did. And they're like, this is a real brave decision for us.
We're being pioneers.
Right. So, disappointments.
Disappointments.
L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
Yeah, L.A. Noire.
The problem with L.A. Noire is the way they broke it into, like, desks seemed like a good idea. But the homicide desk, which was, like, the second thing you do in the game, was so good.
It was also completely disconnected from everything else was like one story except for homicide.
Yeah, and you got to the end of that and you felt like you built to this great conclusion, you told a good story, and then it's like all that ends and now you're at the advice desk, which seems like a demotion to me. I don't know. You feel like homicide is the top game. Maybe it's not, but it seems that way to me. And it's like it now has nothing to do with anything that happened when you're on homicide.
See,
you really like your partner from homicide. He's gone.
See, I had a lot of problems with homicide still. Because a lot of those missions, like the whole, basically every case you solved in homicide, you solve wrong.
As it turns out.
Yeah. In a game that is about solving mysteries or whatever, that is total bullshit and I don't accept that.
The other thing too, and
I hate that.
We found this out after the fact, because everyone like always makes fun of how Cole like, was like this sociopathic like shouter whenever he doubted somebody. We found out that originally the game was designed so that it wasn't like truth, doubt, and lie. It was like coerce and press or something like that.
Oh.
And they changed that the choices, but it was after they recorded all the dialogue. Maybe you should have not done that. Maybe you're like, you know, we already have like 50 hours of whatever that guy's name is yelling at people.
And like, as cool as that was, there were just times where you can't know if the person, like, you can't look at them and you can't always just look at a person and tell if they're lying.
Well, there were two problems with what they were going for. First of all, because you don't know what you're going to say, you in your mind you're like, oh, I have like this piece of evidence, like it's gonna completely bust this person's lie. But like, you don't get the chance to use that evidence, and then like you fail it.
I mean, that's a problem in a lot of adventure games where the game doesn't follow your path of logic. The difference is, if I use the rubber monkey and Monkey Island on like a character that it doesn't work for, no big deal. I just move on.
Right.
If I do the wrong evidence in this game, I lose points and maybe don't find the murderer.
Yeah, like, what about this?
You have to play the, you know, thing again.
Well, yeah, and then the other thing, too, is... Well, there's three things, actually, now I think about it. But, yeah, like, the whole thing of the fact that, like, you knew... Like, it would play the, like, dun-dun-dun or the dun-dun. Like, every time you got something right or wrong.
Maybe if I just didn't
They should have just not done that. Yeah, just don't let you know.
Yeah, then I wouldn't feel so bad. Because, like, a lot of time I'll get it wrong... And I'll start the whole mission over just because I want to. And, like, I'm miserable because I'm playing through all this crap again.
Right.
And, I mean, it's like, it sucks because there are moments when the game absolutely works and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But the frustrating things just get you. And as an open world game.
That may as well not even been open world.
Because there was nothing.
Like, how often do you ever drive? I always just made my partner drive.
Right. There was a big open world, but there's little to nothing to do in it.
Right.
It's like a waste of resources to make it.
The other thing, too, is. You know, they made a lot of hoopla, obviously, over their facial animation. Which was really good. It's fantastic. And they're like, oh, you're going to know if someone's lying if they, like, twitch their eye or something. But, like, every person would stop talking, and then you just go into, like, facial analysis mode. Where, like, you'd sit there for, like, 30 seconds looking at their eyes, like, while they awkwardly stood there. It's like, well, this isn't that organic. Like, this is fairly binary, actually. Are they twitching or not? It would have been better if, like, you had to, like, pick your answer as they were talking. Like, Mass Effect style, and you're actually watching while they speak to you, not, like, waiting for finish to talk and then go into an animation loop.
Yeah, it's, like, there's a lot of great ideas there. I feel like an L.A. Noire 2 would have been great. I don't know if we'll ever get one now.
Right.
I liked the idea of L.A. Noire a lot more than I liked L.A. Noire.
The PAX demo we got for it was like, oh, my God, this is going to be the best thing
ever.
Yeah,
I know. I just about shat my pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, other disappointments, Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Yeah, I mean, which I'm still not that far. I watched you playing it, and it completely turned me off. Because I watched you playing that first-person empty room thing.
Right, which, to be fair, those are optional, but I want to do everything. The whole point is to find the revelations. I assume I have to do all the side stuff to get the revelations, as in the other ones.
Right.
But they're not fun. It's just, the game feels rushed. I mean, it was made in a year, but so was Brotherhood. I liked Brotherhood so much.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have expected so much. Marvel's Capcom 3, not that it was terrible, but this was a game I like wanted them to make for like 10 years, and everyone told me they would never make it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just a lot of personal hype.
Well, it failed on two fronts to me. First of all, some of the character selections are just dumb.
Yeah there
just
are some
terrible.
Weird character selections.
And then the whole Ultimate Marvel's Ultimate Marvel vs. UMM's... Fuck!
Wow.
That game. The ultimate one.
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I'm trying to talk to you fast. That one. Just... The whole way that situation was handled is just poor.
That doesn't...
After it happened with Street Fighter. That's the thing.
Those things don't bother me like you. The whole...
I think it's stupid.
The reason given
was, oh, Japan's not used to DLC. Well, they'll figure it out. They're smart people.
I mean, I was mostly just upset because there's no Mega Man still. But and once again... That came out. Was that? I think Mortal Kombat came out very shortly afterwards. And again, I was like, I like these single player options. I know like other people are like, oh, well, that's not the point. Well, you know what? It's fun.
Yeah,
and I want
this thing. Could
you
imagine the single player style of Mortal Kombat applied to Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
It'd be awesome.
But they didn't do it because I guess it'd be too hard.
On a related note, I think just the handling of Mega Man in general in 2011
was
disappointing. I mean, Capcom dropped the ball on, like, three Mega Man-related things.
When was Universe canceled? Was that also this year?
Yeah, Universe was canceled. Universe... Legends 3 was canceled.
They refused to put Mega Man...
And Mega Man not in MVC.
Why do they hate Mega Man so much all of a sudden?
I don't know.
I thought their company was founded on Mega Man, almost.
Pretty much.
But I don't know. Whatever. My last one here is just the 3D launch in general.
The 3DS.
3DS launch, right? The 3D launch. The 3DS launch. I liked the system a lot from the get-go, but the software...
Yeah.
Well, even the system, like, at first it didn't have the shop.
Right, it was just...
the best launch game was Street Fighter. Right.
Clearly. Yeah, they weren't fooling anybody.
We had Street Fighter, we had Pilot Wings, which basically played exactly like Pilot Wings 64, which was kind of like, okay.
You just understand, like, what was like the rush? Like, oh, we have to get this thing out in March. Why?
I don't know. Quick. Don't let it slip into April.
There's no reason to rush its launch at all.
I mean, when the Vita launches here, at least it's going to have, like, Uncharted.
Right. Which is amazing.
Which isn't actually... I think that's a... Japan's having, like, the reverse problem, because in Japan, no one cares about Uncharted, and that's the big launch title.
Right.
I mean, you're seeing all these things, like, people are... You think we would have learned about, like, counting system out too early? Because the 3DS is doing fine now. It's doing great, actually, because of the Mario. Like I said, once the Mario games come out, it would be fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't want to get... I'm not trying to give myself credit, because it's obvious, but... But, you know, in Japan now, the Vita hasn't been selling well right away. And once again, I just want to say, wait till they get a Monster Hunter or whatever. Because, you know, I don't know why, but the Japanese people don't... I assume they don't like Uncharted very much. I don't know what else to launch for that system, but... Probably nothing they care about too much. But I'm sure the Vita will also be fine.
Yep.
Any other disappointments?
God bless you.
Thank you.
Nothing else hugely disappointing. I'm just trying to run through everything in my head.
I think everything was about as good or bad as I expected it to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, Uncharted 3 was great. Gears of War 3 was pretty okay. Stuff like that.
Do you feel that 2011 was the year of, like, the decline of the shooter in a way? I mean, shooters like Gears of War and Call of Duty, they sold fine, but you don't hear them talked about in, like, Game of the Year discussions.
It seemed like it was the first year that at least the online gaming community of critics or whatever didn't care as much. Like, right. we were over it. The consumer, obviously, is still pretty much attached
to it. Oh, yeah.
But it's like, yeah.
They don't get the coverage. It's like, what are you going to say? Yeah, it's Call of Duty. You shoot guys.
Yeah.
There's perks.
I think we just, like, accept that these games exist. But, like, we realize that we don't have to care so much about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like Madden now.
Is Michael Bay going to take, like, Transformers 4 to Comic-Con and, like, do a panel and everyone's going to be like, oh, wow, what's he going to do this time? Like, no. It's another Transformers movie.
Right. But, I mean, they're not declining, but just people don't want to give them any more awards for their shit anymore, it seems like.
Yeah, do something to impress us and we'll see.
They don't need any more pats on the back. Yeah. The money will be enough. anything else?
No, nothing disappointing. Do you want to talk about, like, do you have any particular favorite news stories of 2011 or anything crazy that happened?
I don't know if I have any favorite news stories.
Nothing on the scale of Mega Man 9 or the original Epic Mickey reveal?
No. Was anything crazy announced this year now that I think about it? Like, did it see that sequel idea coming? I don't know. No, I think I'm good.
All right.
You play anything?
Star Wars. I mean, I was gone in D.C. for the week, so I didn't play much except for, like, a lot of words with friends during downtime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got my consular. Well, now, excuse me, he's a shadow.
To level Jedi 14. Shadow.
And it's super fun. I have a double blade lightsaber.
Aren't shadows dark? Isn't that kind of a contradiction? Shadows aren't dark?
Oh, I mean, like a shadow is literally dark?
Yeah, it seems like a contradiction. A Jedi shadow.
I use the Force to use subterfuge or something. I don't know. Is that a word? All
right, then. Good for you.
How about you? No. Enjoying your gunslinger?
Yeah. I've been playing Star Wars. I saw the Tekken movie. I want to talk about that. The live-action Tekken movie.
I'm going to zone out and eat my pretzel M&Ms for a minute.
No, you have to listen.
Uh-huh.
First off, I love the fact that I think literally every major fighting game franchise has been turned to a movie.
Yeah, like, why?
For some reason, this is, like, the genre that Hollywood can't get enough of, even though it seems to be the one that would make the least amount of sense.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just people fighting. There's generally no story, but this is like, oh, let's do this. So... I don't know.
I don't even know the Tekken characters. Like, what did they do?
I knew something vague. Like, I know, you know, we do not like Tekken very much.
No, we never got into it.
But I knew, like, some of them were, like, father and son, and, like, the father is evil. Well, there's, like, a grandfather who's, like, he's ambiguous. There's his son who's evil, and then his son who's, like, good, and he's the main character. and like the son, he's gonna go fight in the tournament called. Well, they're never quite clear because apparently the United States is controlled by a company called Tekken, who runs a tournament called Iron Fist. But that also means Tekken. Sometimes they just call the tournament Tekken. So it's, I don't know. It's all very confusing. I don't know what's going
on.
And everyone's fighting this tournament, and at no point do they ever say what you win if you win the tournament. And for some reason, the corporation slash government of the country that's running it is very concerned about the ratings.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, it's funny because they're all like watching like it's like a comical cartoon graph. There's like a bar that goes up and down. It goes from like medium to high to very high, and that's how they know if the ratings are good. Like, seriously, like they like the ratings like very high. And they're like, oh man, the ratings are through the roof. I'm like, yeah, it went from high to very high. Look out!
Exceptional.
But I'm like, this is a world. You know, these people control the country.
Yeah, just, what are they? Just turn all the TVs to that channel.
This thing's apparently a giant corporation that controls the country. What do they need ratings for? Is it for sponsors? They're a giant organization that owns the country. What do they need sponsors for? What do they need ratings?
They want free Pepsi.
Who cares? Doesn't matter if people watch the tournament. Like, seriously, people, like, they go nuts. Like they decide that they're going to start fighting to the death now to increase the ratings. Why? Also, it's like an MMA style tournament or fighting thing. Mm-hmm. But Yoshimitsu shows up, which is cool because I like Yoshimitsu, but he gets to wear full body armor and use a sword, and everyone seems okay with this.
He's just blatantly breaking the rules.
Yeah,
it was in the video game, so like, it's
and
okay.
Then, like, they hand Jin like here's like a pole arm. He's like, you know, he's not trained in that. It's not a fair fight now.
I have a stick. Great.
He wins anyway, of course, because he's the main character. But,
yes, yes.
I mean, I love these movies in a very perverse way because they're so dumb. but that was amusing. Mm. All right.
Hey, real quick, you know what we forgot to talk about? The whole Vox Media thing.
Yeah, it seems like a weird thing. I guess a bunch of people left Joystick and Kotaku.
And IGN and...
The Escapist, right?
Yes.
And they're going to start a new website.
Under Vox Media.
What's Vox Media?
They do stuff.
I went to their website. I wasn't very impressed with it.
It looks like Kotaku and Joystick.
I feel like these people are just going to come together and make another Kotaku.
Well, yeah, basically.
I don't know if anyone's going to read it. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I've never been like, I read Kotaku because I love Brian Ashcraft or Crescente or whatever his name is.
Well, there's both.
Yeah. I just go there because it's Kotaku.
Right.
I don't really like
Usually
writers.
You just read the headlines and move
right,
on.
Yeah, honestly. It doesn't matter.
I know that happened. Okay.
It doesn't really matter to me too often who writes the story.
I wonder how. I'm curious to see how they're going to position themselves. Like, are they going to call it like a blog? Are they going to call it like a thing like an IGN where it's more of a formal site? Like, how do they view themselves? Of what
I don't know. I assume that they're going to have. There must be some incentive for these people to all leave their websites.
Well, they claim that it's because the way Vox is setting this up, they just like the content control, the content management system. It's kind of a much more of a magazine-like appearance.
That's, you know, I thought it was going to do that, and a lot of people talk about how they want to do things. That makes no sense to me.
Well,
people are
didn't magazines
largely,
die for a reason?
Yeah, people are largely not reading magazines anymore, so they can read websites instead.
Yeah, I mean,
why are you making your websites look like magazines?
Like EGMI and that other one,
which I've written for
Atomics,
and like
I don't know, it's just like. I like that in theory, but then, like, when I go to EGMI on my iPad, I'm like, can't I just, like, read this, like, up to down? Like, do I have to keep jumping through columns?
Yeah, I don't buy the whole digital magazine thing. That's why we have the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's that. All right. We all good? How long is that?
Is that 37 minutes total or 37 minutes for this chunk of recording? One or the other?
Well, longer than it should have been in all honesty.
Yes.
So thanks for listening to the Explain Bro podcast.
We'll begin our Game of the Year countdown next week then, yes?
Yeah. Probably. Alright, so thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com.
ebpodcast.com.
Follow us on Twitter at Exploding Barrel. Facebook.com/Exploding Barrel. Part of the Couchbound Network at couchbound.net. And find us on the iTunes Music Store. Leave a review if you would. It'd be great. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast is now part of the Couchbound Network. Check out couchbound.net for new episodes of the Exploding Barrel Podcast, along with other podcasts featuring all kinds of geeky, nerdy stuff.
God bless you.
Thank you.